Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I began on Monday about the importance of rain in our lives, not just naturally, but spiritually. Send us the rain, Lord, the early and the latter rain. We, just by way of quick review, we found that the natural rain, obviously, and it's very evident that without rain, the land suffers a drought, and then there's famine and food shortages. But that's also true in terms of our spiritual rain. We need the latter rain. We need that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. As I shared in previous broadcasts, that water symbolizes not only the Word, but the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the rain of the Holy Spirit, if you would. Hosea 6:3 says, "Come, let us return to the Lord. Then we shall know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Now, why is this so important? I'm speaking now, we understand naturally, but also spiritually, because there are many references in the Word of God that God's people are likened to the planting of the Lord as a tender plant, as they that are up in years shall flourish as the palm tree. There's many references in the Word of God that we are the planting of the Lord, and perhaps a very familiar one is found in chapter 61 of Isaiah. This is the very scripture Jesus read when he stood up in the synagogue, and he declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion." This is a wonderful word for us, those that are mourning, to give to them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And why is he going to do that? That they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Why? That he might be glorified. And of course, when this is accomplished, it goes on to say in verse 4, "They'll build up the old waste, they'll raise up the former desolations, they'll repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations." So when God empowers his people, restores his people, and causes his people to prosper spiritually, then we will be fully cooperating with the Holy Spirit in his work of restoration and regeneration. There is also another passage I'd like to share with you in Psalm 1, which is, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." And verse 3 says, "And he," this is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, "he shall be a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." So we are compared in the Word of God to a tree planted by rivers of water, trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Our walk in Christ is begun and sustained by God. He not only plants the seed of the Word of God in our hearts, but it causes us to grow and mature, and just like a natural plant or tree, a fruit-bearing tree, when they reach maturity, then they will bring forth fruit. And that's the desire of our God, that we may bring glory to Him by bearing much fruit. That's what Jesus said. So our good works, if you will, our fruit-bearing capacity, is both begun and sustained by the Holy Spirit. And I would suggest to you, while fruit does refer to souls being saved, those we witness to, and the actual things that we do, yet a good part of that fruit-bearing consists in having the very character and nature of Christ, which is outlined in the fruit of the Spirit by love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, kindness. Against such, this perfect law of liberty that God has given, there is no law. James 5 and 7 encourages us with this word, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." And he draws nigh. He is coming soon. "Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain." Now, there's a scripture that I want to share with you that's extremely important, I believe, for this hour in which we're living, found in Hosea, the 6th chapter, and I want to read that to you. "Come, and let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, and He will bind us up. After 2 days will He revive us, and in the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Beloved, this is, I believe, a very prophetic and crucial scripture for the time in which we are living. What this is saying in that very first verse, it says, "Come, and let us return to the Lord. He will bind us up. He will heal us if we will come and return to the Lord." And beloved, we need, not only as Christians in our own individual walk, I believe God is, the Holy Spirit is really, He's been dealing greatly with me, and I know with His beloved saints that it is a time for the bride to make herself ready. We need to do all we know to do to live in a way that is pleasing before God. If some of you are listening and there are things in your life that you've struggled with, and you know that they don't belong there, it's a time to really seek the Lord and to turn to Him with a whole heart. Colossians 3, 5, and 6 says, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry." Listen to this. "Because of these, the wrath of God is coming." And if you know the Word of God, I don't know that there should be any question of that. We know how this is going to end. Beloved, we need, not only in our personal lives, but to walk uprightly before the Lord, but we need to be praying for our nation. In June 25th of 1962, it began a decision by the Supreme Court to bring in some monumental culture shifts, if you will. In my own lifetime, and many of you who are up in years who have lived as long as I have or longer, you've seen tremendous changes occur in these last 50, 60 years. There have been that decision that was made by the Supreme Court in 62 ruled that government-endorsed prayer in public schools is unconstitutional. Then what did we see in January 22nd, 1973? The U.S. Supreme Court, in a 7-1, 7-2 decision, affirmed the legality of a woman's right to have an abortion under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. And then just recently, in June 26th of 2015, in a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that the states cannot ban same-sex marriage. Beloved, we are living in perilous times. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 talks about the grace that saves. And there that verse says, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." And that is what some of you were, but you were washed, again, there's the water of the word, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And you know, I have a sense that we don't realize what's really happening around us, the condition that our nation is in. Now, let's be clear. Sin has always been a part of man since the fall of Adam and Eve. But what's new is not just the celebration and approval of sin, but it's what's new is the normalization and institutionalism of it. This is really a tremendous calamity. And beloved, as we see in Romans, the first chapter, verse 28 through 32, "Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of violence, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do those very things, but also approve of those who practice them." Beloved, we need to pray as never before for our nation and to do all that we can to see the gospel go forth. My time is gone. The time's just flown by, but we'll pick up this up on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, know that I'm here for you. I will pray earnestly and send back whatever the Lord gives for your encouragement. UCM Partners, God bless you. Thank you so much for your prayer support as well as your gifts, which enable us to continue on and stay on this station. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,